Hi everyone, welcome back to the new episode of Travelers, where you can explore and experience their traditions and cultures of their place. Today, we're gonna discuss about one of the nice and best city in Zamboanga del Norte, which is the Dipolog City. Officially, the city of Dipolog is a third-class component city and the capital of the province of Zamboanga del Norte, Philippines. According to the 2015 census, it has a population of 130,759 people. Geographically, the city is surrounded by rolling hills to the southeast and the Sulu Sea to the north. Dipolog became chartered city on January 1, 1970, as the Philippine President Ferdinand E. Marcos approved Republic Act 5520. Dipolog City is also known as the Orchid City. The orchid species referred are Dipolog City's native orchid called Pangadlaw. Dipolog can be reached by plane via Dipolog Airport or by ferry at the Galas Port in Barangay Galas or at nearby Bulawan Port in Dapitan City. The development of Port of Dipolog, a roll-on and roll-off facility at Barangay Galas, will allow for the eventual transfer of the service to Dipolog while retaining inter-island operations at Bulawan, which is its base port. A popular city attraction is the foreshore Dipolog Boulevard, which is, though still it's the second phase of the construction, has become a popular haven of for exercise and leisure. It is also the site for various celebrations and festivals in the city. In the third phase of the project, the length of the boulevard will be extended to the rich seaport in Barangay Galas. Dipolog City is known to be as the gateway to Western Mindanao. It is situated in the northwestern part of the province of Zamboanga del Norte. It is bounded on the north by Dapitan City, on the east by the municipality of Polanco, on the south of the municipality of Surio Osmeñas Sr., and the west by the municipality of Katipunan. Its land area in 1914 covered an approximate land area of 2,487 hectares under Act No. 302 of the Philippine Islands. It was substantially reduced in 1951 to the current 13,628 hectares after two barrios of Dipolog were converted into municipalities of Polanco and Pinyan under Executive Order of the President No. 467 dated August 22 to 1951. So, while the Dipolog City has a tropical rainforest climate, according to the Köppen climate classification, with ample rain distributed quite evenly throughout the year in warm to hot temperature. The city experiences a wetter period from June to December, with June, October, and November being especially wet. So, in the about the culture of Dipolog City, Dipolog City shared much of its cultural history with the ancient town of Dapitan, to which it once belonged. It traces its beginnings long before the Spanish conquistadors set foot in the island of the Mindanao. Dipolog was previously known as Tuluanan, in native language, literally meaning a settlement by the river. Its earliest settlers, all belonging to the Subanen tribe called Subanon, or the river people with established religion founded in animism. These descended from the Austronesian people who roamed Mindanao in Southeast via land bridge as early as 30,000 years ago. Imagine that? It's very long time. Later, migrations of the other tribes were made by water and took place over the several thousand years. The attractions here in Dipolog City was the entrance of the 3,003 steps to Lenabu Peak. In Dapitan City was the Casa Bernardo. In Sikaya was the Sungkilaw Falls. In Rotondas, the Pagsalubok Circle Rotonda. And in Boulevard, which is the spelling of Dipolog City Boulevard, or also known now called Explore Dipolog Landmark or Dipolog Boulevard. We also have Acagan Ecotourism Park, Online Museum, Santa Cruz, Dipolog City Hall, and Dipolog Buhana, Candy Creep, and Pagsalubong. As a tourism student, the importance of understanding destination management and marketing, it can provide opportunities for product development that will enhance the visitor experience and the destination's identity and the brand expression. Also, tourism is integral to the economic development and is a key driver and the tool to achieve wider economic development goals. Destinations provide to tourism supply in form of attractions, facilities, infrastructure, and organization which satisfy tourist demands. Destination management involves the management of all aspects of destination that contribute to a visitor's experience, including the perspectives, need, and expectations of visitor, tourism industry, wider business, local residents, and central of local government. So, I guess I already shared some sort of why is it that the best or nice place or city here in Zamboanga del Norte. I guess this is it time to end this. So thank you for listening and have a safe trip, travelers. Have a good day. Thank you.